What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by Moore Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy, and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Hey there, this is Mark Moore, my wife Kathy.
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing today, Kathy?
I'm doing fine.
Great. So today's show, we're going to talk about wind and trees. I got some questions here for you. You ready for some questions?
Okay. Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. What do you think is the number one most frequent claim that's filed on an insurance policy for property?
Between flood and
for
trees?
For homeowner's policy.
I would say probably trees.
Okay. You're good. Wind and hail. Mm-hmm. That's number one. 34% of claims. So, mm-hmm. So far you're doing good.
Yes.
What do you think the second most common claim is? And I'm not giving the answers here at
flood.
All.
Flood.
Okay. Water damage.
Yes.
Okay. And freezing
pipes.
Pops.
Which is flood.
29% of claims. Mm-hmm. It sounds like you've been
I'm an insurance agent for over 20-something years. Yes, I know these things.
Okay. What do you think? It's going to get harder. What's the third most common claim, you think?
A liability claim.
No, you're close.
Yeah.
It's fire and lightning damage, 25% of claims.
Okay.
I would think lightning would be more prevalent. I mean, mm-hmm. It burns out people's refrigerators
right.
or whatever else.
That or like a surge or something like that, maybe.
Oh, just to back up, I didn't tell you the average cost of claims. So the wind and hail claim, the average is about $10,801 average for a claim.
Mm-hmm.
A water claim averages $11,098.
I'd say that's low. Depending on what kind of flood.
That
it
can
is.
Be very low because yeah. we've had some monster
yes,
water claims.
Yes.
A fire claim, this one's, which as you would think would be more, it's $78,000 for a fire and lightning damage. Because
mm-hmm.
the fire is going to obviously, somebody's house burns the ground, that's going to skew that up.
I think that's low too.
Then all other property damage claims are 7%. And this could be, interestingly, they put a tree falling through your roof. I would have to think that would be along with the wind. That's always going to be involved with wind. Baseball shattering your window, a trash truck back into your brand new garage. These other claims average about $6,400. I'm trying to think of other claims that we have.
Liability.
Liability accounts for 3% of claims.
Right.
Interestingly enough, those averages $29,000, almost $30,000. Mm-hmm. Those claims can be monstrous.
Yes.
And we've had some. The worst I can think of is the somebody got shot where they were deer hunting one time. We had a claim on
playing
that.
Golf.
We had a golf claim where somebody got in a backswing. That was in my uncle's office in Atlanta.
Put someone in a coma.
Yeah, that one hit the umbrella policy.
Mm-hmm.
Theft is interesting. 1% of claims are theft claims.
Really?
Interesting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But I guess that's what it is. And the average on that is 4,328. Not sure where these stats come from, but they're off the internet, so it must be true, correct?
Oh, yeah, right.
But but generally, that's about what we see.
Probably.
As far as what we see as claims.
I would say
it's very frequent that we've got a windstorm claim. And we are in the middle of hurricane season. It began June the 1st.
November the 30th. Yes.
So far, it's been not very active season. I pray that it'll stay that way.
Correct.
We have had, hurricanes up here. And today's show, we are talking about wind and trees. Windstorm. I remember going back to when I first got in the business in 95. We had Hurricane Opal. And I do believe it hit here October the 5th. And I remember that day very well because we had lines of people coming to the office and filing claims. That thing tore through here, and it absolutely, you talk about trees, they were all over people's houses. They were blocking people's driveways. It was just I was out making pictures all day long going to people's houses, if I could even get there, because it was just trees, trees, trees. That was a big one. I remember that day very well. We've also had, trying to remember another scenario where we had a lot of trees down. That was one that sticks out in my mind. And that's before we had even met back in 95. Mm-hmm. You started with us, and Kate and I started dating in 2001 2001,
right?
And you started working with me in 2001 because mm-hmm. we already engaged. I was fairly fast on. I guess we were engaged within like 9 months, weren't we?
Mm-hmm.
So it made sense for Kathy to come work for me, even though she was in a prior career and had her own. You specialized in eyes and mm-hmm. had certifications, and you know you were doing a good job in that career. But it just made sense to come in and work with me. Do you remember any type of really events where we've had a lot of trees down, Kathy? I mean, most time it's been more of an isolated thing compared to what Opal was.
Right. Had storms. I mean, we've had a lot of storms. We have had fires as well, of course, here in the area that has affected our area as well as different homeowners.
We've had one fire loss this year that I know of.
But we had all those actual fires in the area.
Oh, the wildfires.
Wildfires. That was what I'm talking about.
It was like a...
That was pretty. You could see it from the mountain. You could see it coming over the ridge from us, and that was pretty...
Gatlinburg got destroyed over there.
Right. There was a lot of smoke.
But it just kind of skirted itself around us. It was. Mm-hmm. It never did really affect anything that we had insured. The only claim I had of that was we had a fire truck that we insured, and they were coming back from a fire, and they actually clipped mirrors with another oncoming vehicle, and it tore the mirror off the side of the fire truck.
Right.
And we had a claim on that. But otherwise, that was all we had. And I remember very well going, we went down to Costco and we bought Gatorades and drinks. And what they wanted socks, too. They wanted was socks. And so we kind of brought a big package to the fire department. And they were out there fighting that fire. But that was a really big, I guess, if you think about events, that was mm-hmm. probably... A non-event.
And they were coming close to some people's houses.
It was coming close, but for us, it was other than just having a lot of smoke, it was a non-event as far as claims. We didn't have any claims in that scenario.
Right, we were lucky.
We did have the opals, you know, with the trees being down.
We've had other storms come in and had some different damages with people's, you know, roofs or trees.
Hail damage.
Yeah, some like that, definitely.
So how that's going to work is, I thought about my roommate from college who had a tree through his house. They're going to pay you for, this is always the way it is with an insurance claim, you get paid the actual cash value of the property,
yes.
Which means it's going to be the roof covering, the plywood. They're going to pay what it's worth today. And then once you get that check, once it's replaced, then you get the difference between what they've previously paid you and the replacement cost.
Right.
This gets very dicey. I had a customer just this week, maybe it's last week, they asked me, hey, Mark, you know, we had a sign that was damaged, and then they found out later that when the adjuster came out, there was roof damage as well. So I don't have the numbers here in front of me, but it was something that they got like $3,000, and the bill was $11,000. And so the insurance company paid our customer $3,000. Our customer had the money to pay the difference because they were able to afford to do that. And she says, Mark, what would I do if I didn't have the money? And I said, well, you'd have to have the insurance company coordinate with the roofing company, in order to complete the work and receive payment. Because
right.
how are you going to pay? Some people are not going to be able to come up with, in this case here, I think it was like $8,000 or $9,000.
Right.
I mean, she could do that, but...
And she got reimbursed for that.
She got reimbursed for that. But that would be, in fact, I need to go back and make sure she did because mm-hmm. This happened a couple of weeks ago. And
right.
I know we sent a copy of the paid invoice where the roof was completed.
Right.
And the insurance company, I do believe, has already issued a check out on that.
Right.
I'll probably follow up when I get back to office to make sure it's happened a couple of weeks ago. But when we have a, a tree loss or what we call a cat loss, it's very interesting who pays when the tree falls. And we're going to talk about that next when who pays when a tree falls on your house, on your property, and who's responsible. Even if it's on their people's piece of property, it's interesting how that works. So I am Mark Moore here with Kathy Moore, and we will be back after the break on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark, and we wanted to let you know where our locations are. We have 5 locations total. We have 3 that are called More Insurance Services. One is located in Hayesville, North Carolina on Highway 64, right next to United Community Bank. You can come by and see Amy, Mandy, Diane, Mark, myself, Vaughn. And we would all like to help you with
your
insurance.
The whole P-Hall gang.
The whole crew there. And then go on and see us also in Hiawassee on highways. Or not, it's on a highway. It's on 150 South Main Street, Suite C there next to the hospital there and the red brick building called Town Trace. You can come by and see Joanne or Rose there. Also, you can check us out at our office in Blairsville, which is across from Home Depot next to the post office. We're in the actual South State Bank building in a separate wing from that actual bank. Come by and see Cindy, Greg, Ashley, Shayna, and we'd love to help you there. Then we have our other location in Murphy, North Carolina, which is on Highway 64 past Arby's. Come by and see Velda and Emily. And lastly, our last location is in Blue Ridge called Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge, a division of Moore Insurance. Come by and see Carrie Van Zant. You can see Kathy Hunter and Jeremy. I'd like to help you out with your insurance needs there in Blue Ridge. Also, you can check out all of our podcasts online at our website at www.more-insurance.com. You also can request a new quote. So check us out and like us on Facebook, too.
We get a lot of people requesting quotes on our website.
We do. We do.
What do you do when you get that?
Well, when it comes to my email and I route them to the appropriate office, so it's real important to put your correct, like which office you're in or how you were referred or maybe you heard about the radio show so we know which location you would like to do business with.
Yeah, or agent, even.
Mm-hmm.
So we were talking at the break. I just want to, this is a side note, but I want to give a thank you for Alan Wilson to come out and fixing our water. Because we
yes.
had no water.
Woo-hoo.
And Packy's saying, if it happens to anybody, it happens to you. I mean, that's why we do insurance.
Yeah,
because
we know
have,
about just about anything yeah. that could happen. It has happened. So, yeah, we
I don't think this
have
was,
a lot
this
of knowledge.
Wasn't a claim, but we literally had no water.
Yes.
And it was like very little water anyway. And
yes.
It's a lot of fun.
It was like a trickle.
Yeah, so it's the little things in life you appreciate.
Yes, having a nice shower and being able to wash your hair without having soap in it would be all the time. It's very nice.
Yeah, or, you know, pressure washing or...
Yeah, we can't do anything outside.
You know, Kathy's in there with soap in her hair and...
Yes.
Out of water. One time this happened years ago, and I thought I'd fix the problem, and I found some bottled water, and I went and put it on her head, and it was like freezing cold. It wasn't...
Yes,
the room temperature was
I didn't know he was doing it, and all of a sudden he pours all over my head.
So anyway, thanks to Wilson.
Yes,
Wilson and
thank
Alan
you
for
so much
out.
For helping us out. We really appreciate it.
Yep. So we do have some claims on well pumps, like lightning. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
we have those
we
turned in. And they normally have to have an affidavit signed by a well specialist or electrician saying that it was electrical or lightning,
yes.
what mm-hmm. caused the well to go out. But I've had that claim before in the past.
But this was not our situation.
I think our well was looked like it was really, really old.
Yes.
And we did have our well tested for
our water and
our water test and all mm-hmm. that. But today we're talking. But today we're talking about wind and trees.
Yes, we are.
So, when I said before the break, what happens when a tree, your neighbor's next door, and his tree falls on your house?
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to pay for that?
Well, that's a very good question.
Who's going to normally pay for that?
Normally, it would be the person whose house the property damaged.
That's correct. So people are very distraught sometimes to find out that, hey, they're not paying for it. My insurance company is paying for that.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I've got a deductible to pay for.
Correct.
The only way you can get around that, perhaps, and this is a legal question, if you put your neighbor on notice, normally with maybe a certified letter, saying that there is a tree that you're concerned about, it's a dead tree, and you've asked them to remove the tree, mm-hmm. and they fail to do that, then perhaps their liability insurance may come back and pay for the tree.
Right.
We've had lots of trouble with trees over the years. So that's one of the people are very surprised to find out. There are people, thing that people get upset about is if trees just blow down in the yard.
Right.
I had a childhood neighbor, she got really mad because she had about five or six trees blow down. It did not hit an insured structure. They fell out in the yard.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no coverage for that. It's not going to be.
It didn't hit her fence, her driveway, car. She didn't hit anything else. It just hit the middle of the grass.
Even hit her car, it wouldn't be covered. If your homeowner's policy is going to pay for
An
insured structure.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you have a tree fall on your car, that's going to be it's going to be a comprehensive claim.
Right.
And it's not a chargeable accident, it'll be on your record still, but they don't raise your rates for a comprehensive claim.
Right.
Unless you have, they really can't raise your rates per se, but you might be able to lose discounts, like a claims-free discount, perhaps. But more likely is they might put you in a different tiering. I've seen that happen. Or they may even, if you have too many, they may even cancel you.
Right.
It's not fair, really, because if it's not your fault, it's not your fault.
Right.
You know, and I said the claims-free discount, I'm actually talking about homeowner's policy. That's
right.
An auto policy, you don't typically have as much discounts as you would on home for a claims-free. But that's one thing people were upset about. Also, we've had disagreements with people's where somebody has removed a tree off of somebody else's property.
Right.
So you can't just go to somebody else's property and start cutting down trees, because I've seen that happen where we had a business insured and land was cleared, and they found out that the customer we had that was clearing the land was not on the property. It went off the side of the property line, and they ended up getting sued because the people whose property, they felt their property was impaired because now they've lost the woods and trees, and so they end up suing the contractor for that. So that's another thing you got to think about as well. This has come up quite a bit. So if you have, you know, if you have a tree that's a dangerous tree that you think's a dangerous tree, I would go.
Or if it's a dead tree, I mean, some plants are dead, and you can tell that it's dead and it needs to be removed.
We've had a lot of trees removed around our property because of it's a peril falling on our house.
Right. And pine trees typically are the ones that we see that snap
up. Pine trees are very bad.
Right.
I don't want to come across as like, I do love trees. Okay. I love trees, but we've had issues even at the office while I was taking down a tree. And people really get upset about when you go by a place of business or you see a beautiful tree that's being cut down. It's for a lot of people, that's an issue. And we had people who'd come off the road and, why couldn't I have that tree, man? You know, why are you doing that? And in the case in our Hazel office, we had a computer system right down underneath.
A server.
And that tree was right above it. So I was worried about having a lightning strike and it going into and frying out our server.
Our data.
Yeah. So I like trees, but don't let one get in my way. I've got to take it out. It's just, but you've got to have, you know, if you do have somebody come out, you want to make sure they're licensed and insured.
Correct.
Yeah, but we do have a lot of trees that obstruct people's driveways or fall on their house. Can you think of any others, Kathy, that we've had over the years or any other examples?
People have fall on their fences, typically, or on their other structures, like their shed or outbuilding and something like that.
Yes. So I had one time. It was a rental mobile home, and for whatever reason, they paid for the damage the tree caused, but the particular policy form didn't have debris removal. I went there and cut this lady's tree up before it got off her house.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't think most policies are going to pay for the debris to be removed.
Well. Right.
I think it was because it was a rental and it was a mobile home. You couldn't get as many coverages as you would like to have on a homeowner's policy. So that's what you got to think about when you have trees. I mean, you got to think about.
Well, we had all those fires that came into our area, those wildfires. I remember we went to that one meeting with the fire departments talking about trees and brush and stuff like that near your house. And they had recommended at the time not to have too many things close to your structure. Because if, you know, a fire came through, like a wildfire, you know, that would be more prone to have catch your house on fire, too, if you actually had them too close to your house. So that was something else that we decided ourselves to get rid of some of ours because around our house.
I'm sure out west, like, you know, these wildfires, I mean, it's just really prevalent out there.
Right.
We don't seem to, when we had the fire here, it seemed to just kind of slowly burn along the bottom of the.
That's because we had really good people working on it and staying up night and trying to.
Yeah, I don't know why that is. I don't know why it's more, I don't know if the winds are worse.
But that
worse
came over from Franklin, didn't it not? It came over.
It was like the Boat Teetler fires. I can't remember what the name of the fire was.
Right.
But the one in Gatlinburg, and I'll probably need to look it up and we can read about that and talk about some more. But they had, it was just a combination of really dry, you know, it was really dry.
Elements.
And they had like a crazy type of wind that they actually just fanned the fire. And you can still go over there and see the remnants of what that was.
Right. So which is unfortunate, but.
It is unfortunate. Well, today we've been talking about wind and trees. That is probably one of our more prevalent claims that we have here in the mountains, you know, tree falling, hitting somebody's roof. You got to take off the tree. And you got, also, when you have a claim, you got to go ahead and try to put a tarp on it. You got to try to protect the, that's one of the policy provisions, is if you have a loss, you have to do your due diligence to try to create or lessen the damages. I mean, you got to try to prevent any additional losses. So, okay, so this is Mark Moore. I'm with Kathy Moore, and we are wrapping up today, and we're on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.